This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tonight will be 1 week since America's deadliest mass shooting of the year, when a gunman killed 18 and hurt 13 others at a bowling alley and at a bar in Lewiston, Maine. The shooter was found dead Friday night. Maine's governor, Democrat Janet Mills, now wants to convene a bipartisan forum to discuss the future of the state's firearms policies, with few details beyond that. Maine does not require permits to own guns or rifles. Concealed carry is permitted without a permit for most people over 21. For more, let's turn to Emily Bader. She's a reporter for the Maine Monitor, operated by the nonprofit Maine Center for Public Interest Reporting. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Back in 2019, help me understand this. Maine legislators rejected a red flag law, as some other states have. What was enacted instead?
So Maine enacted what's called a yellow flag law, which basically means that only police can take guns or weapons away from a person they deem at risk. Police get a report or something that indicates a person may be at risk to themselves or others. They bring them into protective custody. And then what is different than a lot of other states is they then have to seek basically approval from a medical practitioner that says that, yes, they agree this person is a risk. With that medical practitioner's approval, they then bring it to a court. A judge grants the restriction, and then police can take away that person's weapons.
And what are you hearing from your reporting? Some critics worry that the yellow flag system slows things down.
It slows things down. Also, there's just so many other steps that have to go into it, especially that medical practitioner. Actually, in a report by a panel released earlier this year, the Deadly Force panel, they actually conceded that this law is actually underused because there's just not a high enough availability of medical practitioners to do these evaluations. I spoke to Dr. Jeff Barkin. He's a psychiatrist, immediate past president of Tri-County Mental Health Services, which operates out of Lewiston. And he said that it's really difficult for a medical practitioner to make those sort of determinations, especially on the spot, especially knowing whether or not that person's a risk.
I was looking back at some of the legislation that did not make it into Maine law prior to pandemic. It's a range of things that didn't make it. It includes, I think, there was an idea to force criminal background checks.
Right. So several bills were put forward that did not pass. That includes background checks. There are also no permits required for sales, banning bump stocks or other devices that make it easier to pull the trigger if firearm or bullets. Those all failed.
Emily Bader is a reporter for the Maine Monitor, a nonprofit news organization. She also covers healthcare issues. Thank you very much.
Thank you.